say your belt, drop your drawers, let us lighten your load.
There was a news article about an old guy who killed his roommate in the hospital because he was singing too loudly in Vietnamese. Did you read this?
No. Ew.
So I recorded this little comedy sitcom sketch as to what it may have been like in that hospital room. Then tell me what you think when it's over.
Hey,
shut up.
Bye. Hey.
I said, I think I told you to shut the hell up, you goop bastard.
I am American. I can continue to sing.
You're not American. I'm American.
You just because you white skin, brown eye, you American?
I was at Pearl Harbor.
I was at Pearl Harbor for my daughter's wedding.
Go to hell, you cheeky bastard!
Hey, Kung Tao Xing Do Tai. Hey,
I thought I told you to shut the hell up!
I, American, have freedom of speech, and it is also freedom to sing. I can speak. I can say any religion.
Nurse!
I can sing.
Nurse!
And you cannot stop me.
Where's that goddamn nurse when you need her?
Yes, what is the problem here?
Nurse, this slanty-eyed bastard is invading my territory.
Okay, boys, time to take your nap so you can get all better.
Shut the hell up. You ain't an American either. What the hell are you?
Oh, all right, then. You have a nice night.
Hey! America.
That's it. Where's my goddamn metal pipe? This is why I never go anywhere without my damn pipe. Where the hell's that damn pipe? There it is.
You're no American. American good, kind people. You're no American.
I'm an American. I'm an American.
Oh,
there.
Yes.
Take
nurse.
That, you...
Nurse, help!
Take that! Hey!
Help! Nurse! Nurse!
I am on my break now. Back in 15 minutes.
Take that, you son of a... There you go. This is what I wanted to do since I met you.
Oh,
you un-American freak.
America. Oh!
Finally get a good night's sleep around here.
Oh!
By Gregory Blum. Thank you. Well?
I don't think I can go to the Asian buffet with you anymore. I would be afraid to.
I don't even know what to say. I'm just horrified in so many levels.
Are you kidding?
I can't endorse that. I can't be a part of it. The only funny part to me was the nurse said, I'll be back for my break in 15 minutes. That was the funniest part to me.
Okay, so it had a funny part.
But I had to look for something really hard for it to be funny. In my opinion, it's only my humble opinion. I found no humor in that. Not at all. I'm sorry, not at all. You guys, be honest. See, I know you won't tell us the truth, and I tried to tell him it's not funny, it's not clever. It's, you know, it's just fun for you. Now, if that's what you want to do, fun for you and nobody else,
all right,
so
listen,
be it.
Listen.
I still love you. I just don't. And I think a lot of things you say
it's
are
not
funny.
In that way.
No, I just don't. I don't. I mean, do
as
you enjoy that, Mr. Maui?
As a friend.
We'll still let you call in and we'll still love
no,
you.
No, listen.
But I need someone's real opinion.
Before you say anything, just know that. I know it's not a work of art.
No, you think it's hilarious. He sits in here and cracks up by himself for hours.
I think
it's cracking up. He thinks it's the funniest thing he's ever heard.
But that's because I made it. But it may not be funny to somebody else.
I told you.
And if it's not funny to somebody else, I want
like anyone of Asian descent.
No, anyone in the world.
No, the Asian was the good guy. It was the other guy.
He doesn't even understand.
I know, but the accents were just so
bad.
Off-putting.
And they all sound the same.
That's the comedy part.
They all sound exactly alike.
What?
They sound alike except with a bad accent.
Oh.
I think you've successfully pissed off all Asians and all Jews so far.
And there was nothing funny about it.
It was long, too.
It was long. I told you. I go, please just play like 20 seconds, 30 seconds.
I already cut it in half. All right, listen.
How long was that? 8 minutes?
It was 3 minutes.
It felt like a lifetime sentence.
Did anything come over the wire while that was on?
Not at all.
Oh. Yeah, like kill yourself. I need to have feedback. Call in or write to us because he doesn't believe me.
I'm telling you.
He thinks it's genius.
I think it's, I don't know.
He thinks it's brilliant, Mr. Maui. I don't know what to say.
I think it's genius. I wish I had time to do one every day. That's how much fun it was to make.
It's fun.
And
I get
to
that
listen
it's fun.
To. I don't care what you say.
Yeah, but.
It's my show. Oh, no, it's your show. Oh, no.
Mr. Maui, tell the truth. Come on. We'll still love you.
I've got to listen to the show back. I kept turning off the volume of our discussion and turning up the Talk Radio X.
No, you have to listen to it because
player.
It's a.
No, I did. I know. I heard bits and pieces of it in good quality.
No, but it's a story.
No,
you have
it's
to follow
not a
it.
Story.
It's a story.
It's retarded.
With a poignant
no,
message.
It has no message.
It has
it's
a
stupid.
Message.
No. It's horrendous.
There's nothing comedic.
That's the thing about art. It's very subjective and, you know, what the creator intended.
It's so obvious that the guy is a stupid American and he's
using... You know, it's obvious that you're a stupid American.
Look, why did this guy...
Oh, shut up now. It is bad.
Why did this guy beat the guy to death in the room?
Because he was singing.
Because he's an American, and it was a Vietnamese guy, and he was probably singing in Vietnamese. He obviously hates the non-Americans. But the guy was an American just like him.
You know what? Your story's beautiful.
You shouldn't have to explain it.
Yeah, because it doesn't come through in a beautiful way or a funny way. It comes through in a retardation way.
So what grade would you give it, Stephanie?
I would say, what are my choices? What's the grading system?
A through F, just like school.
F minus.
Please, comedy improv school.
Please call in and just give it a rating. 6613.
F for friggin' dumb.
661-349.
O for offensive.
O for Oprah's going to hire me and I'll divorce you.
Oh. If Oprah hires you, you'll divorce me. Is that my choice?
661-349-8255. 661-349-TALK. You're listening to the Stephanie and Greg.
It's because your mother never let you express yourself that all your weird stuff's coming out.
Oh,
but it's not coming
that's
out
your diagnosis.
In a talented way.
That's her
it's
diagnosis.
It's coming out in a immature, very juvenile way. Like when you're
don't forget racist.
When you're 11 years old, you do these silly racist things like Chinese, Japanese, what are these dirty knees with your eyes? Like you do those silly.
It wasn't racist. It was explaining. This is exactly how people, artists are misunderstood.
But
it was about how stupid racists are.
But your art needs to be clear. Nobody
will understand.
It was
so completely clear. What's your problem?
It just sounded dumb.
It reminds me of the image of Jesus in the beaker full of urine.
Okay.
Remember that? Remember that whole controversial piece of art called Piss Christ? It really offended a lot of people, but it wasn't meant to be offensive.
No, it wasn't that offensive because I think that's a bad analogy.
I need to have some feedback from other people because I know how I feel and maybe other people feel differently. The only thing that you're doing is yelling and trying to do different accents, which are horrendous.
But you know, sometimes some things are so shockingly horrible, they are funny in that respect.
I agree, but this is not one of them. I agree, absolutely. There's things that are so dumb that you have to laugh. There are movies
We are getting a call.
Is it Corey?
No. It's a caller. Let's take this call. Caller, you're on the air on the Stephanie and Greg show.
Hello?
Who's this?
Hi. This is Mo from Brooklyn.
Hey,
Mo.
Oh, Oh, my God, that was hilarious.
Oh, he liked
you
it.
You beat the gook up with a pipe.
Antibert, isn't this the guy who calls your show, Antibert?
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah, I talk to that. Hey, Greg, you got to keep doing that. That's beautiful. You should beat more gooks up with the pipe.
Oh, my God.
Antibert, is he this
that
way?
That was funnier than your whole bit, Mo said right now.
Is he this way on your show, too?
Yeah. Yes, you are, Mo, aren't you?
Not really, because your show sucks. You don't have a gook getting beat up by a pipe.
Mo likes you. So maybe I'm wrong. Maybe Mo is right.
All right. See that? Thank you, Mo. I appreciate that. Mo.
You're very welcome. Keep up the good work. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
That was Mo. Thank you for calling in.
He's one person. I can't really trust his judgment. I need some more feedback.
Wow.
It's his opinion.
We need a Vietnamese person to call in.
What?
Yeah. So we need a Vietnamese person to call in and see if they took it as you intended
it. Well, I don't think that Mo took it as though I intended it.
You know what? I don't even mind if something's offensive or racist. To be honest, that's cool.
If it's funny.
Yes. Let's move on.
Greg, is this the way you thought it was going to go after you played it?
Because I asked Stephanie to listen to it yesterday, and as soon as she heard it, she walked out of the room and didn't talk.
and she
didn't talk to me for the rest of the day. I thought she was going to help me finish it.
I can't do anything to this.
There's
nothing I can do to help this, dialogue.
She always helps make things funnier, and I always ask her opinion. And
I threw up my hands at this time.
And she said there's nothing of any redeeming value in this thing.
I couldn't even work with it. I do appreciate the production value and the work that went in.
Corey is on the line. Yes, Corey.
Oh.
He likes that Chinese thing.
I'm laughing so hard. I went to the bank and I came back and I left the radio on. And I thought there was somebody in my apartment and it's you doing that thing. And I'm laughing so hard. Thank you so much for making it. My best friend is Chinese, and we do fake Chinese accents all the time. You know, he's never offended.
Well, just so you know, everybody here hated it, and I wasn't gonna play it anymore. But since they're being so mean about it, I decided to play it again.
You know what? Your bits are these little stage routines with these voices. That is like a puppet show. It's fucking hilarious.
Thank you. Can I use that quote on the air?
Yes, you may. Only if Antibird says so.
Along with your
absolutely.
Along with your picture, with the one with the little bikini.
You like that? You like that? Huh? Did you tell Mr. Maui?
No. He keeps asking me to send it to him.
Yeah, I want to see that, Corey. Every time that picture comes up, Greg mentions African female rape of men.
What?
Earlier in the show.
I'm running around and I'm like, that one stopped me in my tracks. I'm like, what? And I stopped, I paused, that's
the other part of it. Like, part of, you know, you can't just be intelligent and funny. Sometimes you have to make funny noises, funny sounds. You know what I mean? It's part of the audio experience, for heaven's sake.
That's right. That's your whole act.
Well, it's not my whole act, but thank you anyhow.
Do a sequel. You should do a sequel. Expand upon the idea.
I'm going to have Corey. You're going to be in the next one.
Oh, can I be the nurse?
Yeah,
nurse
you're going to come in. You can be the nurse, the gay nurse that comes in and saves him at the end.
Can I be the gay black nurse that comes in and says, what the fuck is going on in here? If I have to come in here one more time. Somebody's ass is getting whooped.
Wait a minute. How?
It doesn't sound gay enough, though.
No, yeah, use your regular voice.
Oh, that was my butch. That was my lesbian voice.
That's hilarious.
He can be the girl that raped Greg at a tender age.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm coming here and I'll rape you. Nurse Nancy. She comes.
Nurse Nancy. You're inspiring me, Corey. Be careful.
Time to change your bedpan, damn it.
He's funny. See
all
that?
All right, guys.
Thank you, Corey.
Bye, Corey.
Love you,
Corey. Love you. Thank you.